Hi, this is Adam, and I'm going to do an audio review of Merlin's Indian restaurant in Northampton, which is on the Wellingborough Road, the restaurant capital of that fine town. I went there with my friend Kim and her guide dog, Jolly, who is a very guide doggy guide dog. In there, she wasn't disguised as, say, a greyhound or a racehorse. She was actually a very guide doggy golden retriever lab cross, and she also had her harness on. There's no mistaking the fact she was a guide dog. The only reason I'm going into this is because we were point blank refused entry to this place. I have got an audio boo re I've got an audio recording of it, but I can't boo it yet. But I'll put that on tomorrow, or at least very shortly, with the conversation that me and the owner had, the rather friendly tete-a-tete. It wasn't too friendly. We actually got turfed out. First time this has ever happened to me. I'm quite shocked that this sort of apartheid can happen in the UK nowadays, but it does, and it happened to me and Kim for the first time yesterday. Yes, he. Well, first of all, the guys in the restaurant said we couldn't come in. I said speak to the manager. At that point, I got my phone out and started to record the conversation. He didn't get his manager. 2 minutes later, he came back and said, "Why haven't you left?" I said, "Because we're not breaking the law. We want that to be served." And he went to a lot of spiel about, that he didn't want to serve us. Wasn't that he wasn't able? And didn't even bother with the religious nonsense. Just went into the fact he wasn't going to serve us. No dogs in the place. He was going to call the police, in which case I offered him my phone to do it on, but of course I couldn't because I was recording on it, but I did offer anyway. And he then shoved me. I said, "Well, that's an interesting use of your hands there," and he stopped doing it after that. Basically, he was about to, well, get me, physically shove me out. Wasn't going to have any of that. Kim showed her environmental health certificate with a picture of the dog and a number and any contact numbers to phone if in doubt, etc., etc. Wasn't interested in that whatsoever. Basically manhandled us out of the place, gently sort of barged us in the right direction. I then appealed to the customers. One of the customers said, asked us to go home and so he could enjoy his evening, which case I said, "Well, we're trying to enjoy our evening equally." Yeah, it's a piece of work, the customer. I mean, usually customers are on side. It's usually the best way to get through to the moronic owners that in fact the customers don't object, but this guy was not going to help us at all. I'm not sure what kind of planet he was on, but certainly he wasn't. I'm rather sad that he was sharing my air. Anyway, so just to finalize this, we were physically removed from the restaurant. I recorded it. I will be putting it into the Northampton Chronicle on Monday, or ditto Northampton Council, and anyone else that's happened to be interested. If you can suggest people I should contact, or emails, or anyone who would be interested in this, please do tweet me. Either by DM or by a direct tweet. I want to go as public as this as possible. As I say, the place is called Merlin's in Northampton. To counteract that, though, we did go two doors down. There's a place called Bilash. We had some lovely food there. The food was beautiful. It was well done. It's beautifully made. It was reasonably inexpensive too. The host, and he really was like a host. He treated us like his special guests. He was friendly, hospitable, and really, I can't say more. That it's good about them. They're one of the nicest restaurants I've been to for service, and would highly, highly recommend it. And just the fact that they weren't going to give us any grief about the guide, it was just like a breath of fresh air. Anyway, that's my audio boo review. And if you can actually help me out here for getting poor publicity, I'd like to see this guy closed down. I know that's a bit of a big wish, but it is my wish. He showed me no respect, no mercy, and I intend to do likewise. My address, it's Dagger's Duck. On Twitter at Dagger's Duck, and I'm Adam Holdsworth on Facebook, as you know, because you've just read this audio boo either there or on Twitter. All right, thanks a lot. Cheers. Goodbye.